In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When Jesus sent the 72 into the harvest as lambs in the midst of wolves, he was offering them up as sacrificial lambs, like the lambs at the Passover. They were simply following him, who was to be offered up on the altar of the cross as the paschal lamb. And why were they to be sacrificed? They were heralds of Jesus' new creation, where the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, the lame leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. Healing the sick, announcing the kingdom of God. This is why they are sent out as sacrificial lambs. Rejected by a hostile world for announcing that in Jesus, all things are being made new. Now the disciples saw it with their own eyes. Chaos everywhere, desperate people clamoring for wholeness, political unrest and tension, people separated from synagogue and temple and table because they were unholy and unclean. Yet into this creation broken by sin and death, into this world infected with disease and haunted by demons, to a people in despair over their lives, Jesus comes in his frail flesh and brings healing. This is the peace that Jesus brings. Nothing spectacular, only mercy for sick sinners who yearn for wholeness and who yearn to be holy again. The disciples saw the stunning correspondence between Jesus' actions and his words and their messianic hopes. Jesus, the Messiah Christ, was everything the scriptures said the Messiah would be. But even Jesus was overwhelmed by the plentiful harvest. And so he sends out laborers, his catechumens, first the 12 and then the 72, to do what he was doing, opening the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, the mouths of the mute, and watching the lame leap like deer, making all things new, one house at a time, carrying nothing but the message of the kingdom. His disciples are dependent on the diaconia of those whom they serve as lambs in the midst of wolves, bringing peace to each house that receives them, and then shaking the dust off their feet when they are rejected, only because they bear in their bodies the presence of the Holy One, the healer of the nations. Luke structures his gospel around Jesus' journey to Jerusalem, a highway Jesus traveled, burdened by our sin and our sickness. For in healing this creation, he who knew no sin became sin for us. He traveled the road to Jerusalem as one unclean, absorbing our filth along the way, until his journey ended when he was lifted up on a cross. At the cross, all sin, sickness, and death were placed upon him. The world grew dark and shook and was recreated. Healing of the whole creation by the blood of Jesus came only after Jesus died. Healing comes only through pain and suffering and death. Healing comes only through the shedding of blood. Isaiah foretold that this highway would be called the Way of Holiness, for its destination was a holy cross upon which hung our crucified Lord. This highway is now for those who were once unclean but who have been washed with holy water that heals and makes whole by uniting them with the Holy One. This highway is for fools like us, who were once lost in the wilderness among lions and ravenous beasts, until he took us by the hand and placed us on the holy road that leads to the holy city Zion, where we join other pilgrims along the way, singing psalms and hymns with everlasting joy and gladness, for sorrow and sighing have fled away. It is only Luke who records that, after greeting the disciples with peace in their house, the risen Lord teaches them about the kingdom and then provides healing medicine in the breaking of the bread. And then, after their crucified and risen Lord ascends into heaven, the disciples return to Jerusalem with great joy, and they are now continually in the temple, praising God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.